A new data collection tool is being heralded as the first mood ring of the social media world. The Twitterverse has become home for millions and millions of micro stories, fleeting tales of real and imagined lives broadcast to whomever will read them. Now, researchers at the University of Vermont have created a tool to take the societal pulse from Twitter. The Hedonometer measures collective levels of happiness over space and time. Here to discuss the project and the newly launched website, hedonometer.org, is Chris Danforth. He's associate professor at the UVM's Department of Mathematics and Statistics and one of the developers. Chris, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hi, Virginia. How are you?
All right. I just want to make sure I'm saying it right. Hedonometer?
You got it.
How does it measure happiness?
Well, what we do is we're basically building an instrument much like a thermometer. So we're trying to measure at a population level scale what types of words people are using at different times of day, different days of the week, and in reaction to different events. So we get about 50 million messages from Twitter every day, and we try and turn those into a sentiment score.
All right. So what are some examples of words that signify happiness?
Right. So you might imagine, people laugh a lot on Twitter. They say ha ha ha. Words that are happy, like happiness and laughter. Pancakes is a happy word. And so people, during the day, they're talking about what they're up to and what they're reading, and so they're telling us about what they're doing in their lives.
So is it able to sort of read the range and complexity of emotions? I mean, the word content is very different than pancake.
That's right. Yeah. So what we try and do is not look at any individual message that somebody writes, but look at, millions of messages that come through on a given day. And on that level, it turns out that we can pretty safely ignore the context within which words are used, which you couldn't do if you were looking at the micro scale.
Hmm. So some headlines associated with your site launch contain, I guess I'm going to say, it's fairly obvious statistical data. The Hedonometer recorded on the day of the Boston bombings. It was very sad. Christmas came in as very happy. Are there less obvious elements of the social pulse that you're taking that can be brought to light?
Yeah, I think, one of the things we look for is that our instrument is giving sensible measurements like the ones you're referring to. Some of the other things we found are that that people use less negative words when they're far away from their home on social media. We've also found that words people use can tell us a lot about their health behavior. So, for example, cities where there's a higher percentage of obese people, they use words like hungry, starving, heartburn, McDonald's. They use those words more often. And we think we might be able to use that information actually to inform policymakers who are, attempting to implement, changes to the way their structures work, something like Michael Bloomberg's soda ban, let's say, in New York City. So we might be able to tell, in real time, basically, or in a few weeks, what type of behaviors people are changing in response to a program like that.
Okay, so we know where they're eating badly and having heartburn, but how about where are people happiest?
Right. So we found people to be happiest when they're, when they're on vacation. They use less negative words there. People are happy on Saturday. They're talking about their plans for the weekend. They tend to actually be there's some people who are bored on Saturday also, so that we see that word come up on Saturday. And Tuesday tends to be the saddest day of the week.
Are there happier times of day than others?
Yeah, I guess it's kind of an interesting story. But the happiest time on Twitter, at least, is in the early morning when people are up and maybe they've had some caffeine, and it just kind of goes down all day. So people tend to use more profanity at the end of the day, and the average of their words are sadder as the day goes on.
Well, of course, the demographics of Twitter do not exactly represent all of the U.S. population. Are you taking that into consideration when using the Hedonometer?
Yeah, Twitter's demographics actually have become more and more representative of late. There are about 15% of adult Americans using Twitter right now. That's according to Pew, and about 500 million people using it around the world. So it's becoming more and more representative of what people are doing and thinking about. We have found that our instrument measures things that correlate very strongly with traditional survey tools like Gallup. And so we think it's providing quite sensible results.
Well, you mentioned policy, but we know that political campaigns and the stock market rise and fall based on fear and emotion and happiness. So besides the obvious novelty of the product, what would be the ultimate goals behind this endeavor? Could these be used as products to read mood?
Yeah, at the 12 o'clock news hour, somebody reported the Dow Jones Index average at this point in the day. And I think that, somebody like President Obama could benefit from having another dial on his dashboard of outcomes of how the country's doing. So he has, you know, gross domestic product, which we're very good at measuring at, but maybe doesn't tell us enough about how people are doing. So ultimately, we'd like for people like him to have a sense for how people are feeling in real time.
I'm curious, why Twitter rather than Facebook or other social media?
Yeah, Facebook's data is closed. They're trying to make some money off of advertising, so they don't let researchers have access to it in the same way that Twitter does. We are hoping to, in the near future, include additional information like what people are searching for through Google Trends. They provide information on that, and also what people are viewing online and on traditional media sources like, you know, the New York Times or CNN transcripts, things like that. So ultimately, we'd like to have, you know, all kinds of sources of online text about what's going on in the world to provide output in real time.
So in addition to policy, can you tell us how we can be happy? I mean, I'm hearing go on vacation, drink lots of coffee, and eat pancakes.
Absolutely. Those sound like good suggestions. And I think, you know, what psychologists seem to have determined is that the best way to be happy is to give your time and money to other people.
Chris Danforth, Associate Professor at UVM's Department of Mathematics and Statistics and one of the minds behind the hedonometer. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Virginia.
You can find a link to the hedonometer and some of its findings at wordofmathradio.org. Now, stay with us. We're going to be looking at the myth of journalism's golden age with Todd Gitlin. That's when Word of Mouth continues.